You're recording.
All right, we're recording, we're back in open session, and we left off with, I guess between the 12 and 1, we also have these two. Since persons submitting information may appear, should we wait till 1 to see if they do, or should we?
For which one?
Section 5, number 4, and 5.
Let me go to Hissrich and do that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not attending anyway.
They're not going to attend, okay. All right, then section 4, number 2, in regards to Aaron Hissrich, GBM quarterly appearances required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, take action on information presented, including stepping down testing requirements. And I got a blank for the lead on that.
Yep, I'm taking it. So, doesn't it feel like it's been a year? But apparently it has, since we met with Dr. Hissrich for the first time. And so, I am going to make a motion that we step down her quarterly or her monthly drug testing to quarterly. And then, of course, she'll continue her quarterly appearances and everything else that's required. And I know we've had a couple of hiccups with, you know, her, but ultimately everything seems to have an explanation at the end. So I'm going to hope that we kind of continue on a good path without, so that's my motion, is that we step down as we've met the 1 year requirement.
Step down both the appearances and the drug testing.
Well, I think she just does quarterly appearances anyways, right? Or is she doing monthly?
I think you're right, quarterly.
Yeah,
we're just stepping down.
Right. So yeah, it's just the drug testing that will now go to quarterly as well.
Yeah, you're right. Because we had to do it early because of her specialty exam.
Right.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor to go from monthly to quarterly.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? Oh, since we are talking about enforcement issues, let's do a roll call.
Okay. Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Logie?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
So that motion passes. We'll step it down to quarterly. Let's keep going down the list here. Board may review, number 5, board may review, discuss, or section 5, number 1, board may review, discuss, take action on case C-2105 regards to David Klang, unlicensed practitioner. That is on your main agenda.
This is the equine chiropractors that he advertises for.
Klang.
Yeah. Ultrasounds specifically.
This is ultrasound guy, yeah.
The results are reviewed by a licensed vet in California.
Not licensed here.
Right.
Yeah. So my thinking on this one was, if he's doing it here, he has to have a veterinarian here. And it has to be done on the orders of the veterinarian, right? Not just randomly. I don't know that he can be out soliciting business and just legalize it by handing it off to a veterinarian to read it. I think it has to be ordered by the veterinarian.
I don't know if California is.
Who the hell is our legal cap? No.
We may want to wait until Mark comes back to get further discussion about this.
And also, why don't we go down to the investigative committee members?
That's a good choice. Number 6, board review, discuss, take action on reappointment of investigative committee members. And surprise, Ms. Krieger's a lead on that one. That's what you want to get to.
I've heard from Victoria, and she said that there's no issues with any of the individuals that are seeking reappointment. I always like to ask, and Tracy, you attend those meetings as well, just whether they all have reasonably good attendance, you know?
The ones on this list all have excellent attendance.
Okay, because that's always important that, you know, I know life gets in the way, but especially with the investigative committee, because there's only four people on it, I think. So it's really important that everybody can show up.
Well, we have five on one, on the AM, and we have four on the PM, and we're still looking for a fifth person for the afternoon.
And that's a public member?
A public member. We have a vacancy.
So I would make, should I do it separately?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a motion that we reappoint Dr. Jared Butler. And I wasn't sure if he was, is he morning or afternoon?
He's in the morning.
To the, reappoint him to the morning investigative committee.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to reappoint Dr. Jared Butler, DVM, to the morning investigative committee with the knowledge that he was a Padre, Marcus Smith High School, and went to that other college.
Oh.
That school up north?
No.
No.
So motion, there's no further discussion, right?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Okay, I would also make a motion that we approve Stephen Sealer for the, I believe he's on the afternoon.
He's in the morning.
He's the morning investigative committee.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to reappoint the Wildcat to another term. All those. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, and then I lastly would make a motion that we approve Dr. Brian Sitaway for a reappointment to the afternoon investigative committee.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. Is there any further discussion to reappoint? I don't have any ammo on here because it just put the years, not where it was. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. So do you want to keep going while you're on a roll here, or you want to go back to where we were?
Nope.
Okay, let's keep rolling. Number seven.
So the first individual, Dr. Gonzalez Mamier, kind of interesting, but she had an expired license tag, and then an unpaid ticket. She previously moved locations, and so the ticket didn't get paid, and it led to a warrant for her arrest. Anyhow, it was kind of, sounds worse than it is, but it's just not like a true misunderstanding after moving residence. So I would make a motion that we approve the veterinary license application for Dr. Gonzalez Mamier.
And?
Second.
Thank you. A motion for a second to approve. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is Abbott Hudson.
I'm sure that means a 2006 charge, a 2011 charge.
Yeah. And in this particular instance, some of this stuff is expunged off his records, so I want to be careful what I say. But obviously, when you first read, certainly doesn't sound great. three fairly serious arrests, but it sounds like he's been doing well since 2011 and really kind of got his life on track. And so I would also make a motion that we approve the veterinary license application for Dr. Abbott Hudson.
Second.
Second.
Motion on the floor and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And that motion passes. Next up is Sean Kay.
Okay.
Sean Kay.
I know, I was going to call him Dr. Sean as well because I don't want to just ruin his last name. So this was a petty theft charge from when he was in high school in 2007. It was actually dismissed from his record from an amusement park. And so I would make a motion that we approve the veterinary license application for Dr. Sean.
Kay.
Second.
Kuyu Mujian?
Sure.
Kuyu Mujian?
We have a motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion passes.
Okay, so Dr. Maddock, I had some questions of Victoria, but she had already clarified them for me. This is an individual, he didn't pass the California state exam, but he wants to get an Arizona license so he can then get an internship license for a year in California. He does say that he plans to actually move here after his internship. It doesn't really matter either way, from my understanding. And so ultimately, he's allowed to do that, from what I understand. So I would make a motion that we approve Dr. Adam Maddox's veterinary license application.
Pretty creative.
I think it'd been more creative if he hadn't so explicitly, all he had to do was apply for a license there.
Right.
Right? He didn't tell us all his facts.
I thought it was interesting, actually.
Well, I'm kind of curious what's going to happen when he takes our test.
Yes.
Ours is a little fuzzy. I don't know.
California's hard.
California's
is it?
Yeah.
All right. Motion on the floor to accept. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next up is Elizabeth Young.
Okay, so Dr. Elizabeth Young, had an issue with a husband's ex-wife many years ago, and it was actually dismissed by the judge in 2015. And so I would make a motion that we approve Dr. Elizabeth Young's veterinary license application.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to approve. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. So let's go back up here to Section 5, Number 1, Board Ready to Review, Discuss, Take Action on Case Number 2105 regards to David Klein, unlicensed practitioner. And then, that are your C cases on the main agenda, very first one. This is the ultrasound
case. Yeah, mobile ultrasound.
Yeah. So, Mr. Harris, while you were outside, we started on this one and decided we were going to wait for you to get back. He apparently can do this legally in California. Here, though, he needs a veterinarian with an Arizona license, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then our question was, could he go, we didn't think he could, can he go solicit business and then say, I'm just going to hand this to a veterinarian to read? Or no, he has to have, the veterinarian has to give the directions for him to get that business. Yeah. So, we sent in the information letter. Next step, send him a cease and desist, and this is what's required in Arizona.
I think is perhaps another letter back reminding him, you know, thanking him for his response, and then, you know, if he's going to offer these services in Arizona, he needs to have the Arizona residency, just like he would as he does in California.
And do we need to vote on that, or we can just direct staff to?
If we can move more, I want to say, just to direct staff.
Actually, I have a question, but if you have to hear me, that's fine.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, go ahead.
Okay, so do you just need a veterinarian to sign off with it, or does this have to be the valid VCPR, not just having a vet look at something that someone approached him? Like, I don't know if we need to clarify that more, that like, the, can someone just call and say, I want the ultrasound, he goes and does it, and sends it off to the vet, says, okay, read it? Or does it have to go through the vet as the initial clearance? I think we should probably be very clear on what the requirements are gonna be.
It's like you don't even listen when I'm talking.
Well, I heard something, I didn't quite know if we're on the same page.
That's the question I asked. Yes, the veterinarian has to order it. He can't solicit it and then give the results to the veterinarian. The veterinarian has to refer it to him.
I didn't hear the response to that, I just thought that.
I'll just having some fun with you, we can't see you in person.
And that clarification should be in the letter, yeah.
Yes, we need to clarify that in letters, but we need to memorialize that in a vote, so we need a motion and a second.
Second.
And a second.
Can I, did the motion also include to close this case upon the issuance of that letter?
It will now.
Pardon?
It will now.
Yeah, thank you.
And the second agrees with us?
Second agrees, yes.
The motion for a second to issue another letter defining what is, thanking him for his response, defining what the legal requirements are to do his business here in Arizona, and closing this case.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion passes. We did the dog house, now we have board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2108 in regards to Luke Kraut, unlicensed practitioner. And that's his name on the in front of the characters.
You're so PC.
Just trying to make sure. So in this one, I think his response may let him off the hook, but doesn't let everybody off the hook, because who are these people?
Yeah.
Right, but I believe that the chiropractic board is already looking into that.
Okay. And do we need to confirm that or just dismiss this case?
Well, I am aware. I don't know what the chiropractic board is doing, but I am aware that they also filed a complaint both with us and the individual who happens to be a chiropractor filed with the chiropractic board as well.
Yeah.
But equine chiropractic is not within the realm of a human chiropractor, no. Right?
But again, that'll be up for the chiropractic board to determine what, if any, action to take against that individual.
So we'll get out there and deal with it?
Pardon me?
So we can let the chiropractic board take
this guy at least needs to know that whoever those two chiropractors are still need to be with a licensed veterinarian here in order to legally provide the service.
Yeah, and we can certainly send that technical letter to you.
So it'd kind of be exactly the same kind of letter.
Yeah, very similar.
And then go ahead and close this?
Pardon? Yes.
And then go ahead and close this against him, because it would be against the two chiropractors, not him, if it continues.
Yeah.
And if the chiropractic board is consistent, a few years ago, a friend of an acquaintance of mine got, Sorty's sister's husband, as a chiropractor, got pulled before the chiropractor board and told if he didn't stop equine chiropractor, as an equine chiropractor, he'd lose his license. So.
Good for them. All right, so the chair would entertain that motion.
I make a motion that we send a letter, or have the board send a letter in the case of 2108, informing Mr. Kraut of the fact that he can, these chiropractors cannot work on animals without having a relationship with the Arizona license that are hiring.
And close the file.
And close the case on sending the letter.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second. Any further discussion?
Can we also have them share the results of the chiropractic board when it, once it's through? Like, would we have visibility to that? Public meeting, right?
Yes, it'll be public information.
I mean, I'd just like to know.
We have to look.
Yeah, I can check with the AG.
All right, so we have a motion for, and did we get a second?
Yes.
And we got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. And next up is the board may review, discuss, take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Alicia Papalaka.
And it's related to number five.
Related to number five, Kathy Hamill. These are in that same folder.
So they're doing vaccines as well as one of them was learning how to use the ultrasound machine so they could determine parvo versus blockage.
Which tells me
they don't know what they're doing.
No, absolutely not. So, yeah.
We should put ourselves on social media so you're not going to see.
Do we have keys open or we need to open it?
We need to open it.
We need to open it, yes. So we need a motion to open a case and send a letter of inquiry.
You know, do you really think we have enough information? This is the social media. This is the challenge on these posts.
So then let's direct staff to see if we can get what we need.
But see, I think that's the concern is that we're asking staff.
Do too much?
Yeah. You know, I think we're more than happy to, you know, take a look at things if we have specific concrete, you know, but these social media things are really challenging, and it's just a matter of resources as well for board staff.
So could we ask Tracy to respond back to Sue Carbone and tell her to go for it? Send us whatever you got. But we can't do anything?
Well, what I would propose is that we take no action, and then if you want to direct Tracy to let them know that the board took no action because of insufficient information, I think we can do that.
Randy worded. Then that's what we're going to do. No action.
No.
Insufficient information. And we encourage that information to be passed along that we don't have enough information. And that's in both cases.
Correct.
So number four and number five.
The part of the vaccine stuff is a little bit concerning because it looks like she's giving the vaccination to people she doesn't know.
Yeah, but we still need to who, what, when, why, where, just like you need for the news article.
Well, you know who it is. She's responding to Kelly.
We don't know the animal. We don't know the animal's owner. We don't know what day they did it. We don't know what vaccine they
gave. How old is your dog? Is your dog nice? That clearly is the owner of Kellyanne Smith.
What's Kellyanne's phone number? What's Kellyanne's email address? What's Kellyanne's...
That's not that hard to do.
Tracy doesn't have time for that.
But we're not going to make her... And it shouldn't be Tracy to really do that. If there's a concern or a complaint, they should be submitting it to the board.
We're making a complaint needs to do that. Not us.
I get that, but the general public isn't going to know that. They're not going to, like, this Kellyanne Smith isn't going to know that you're putting your dog at risk by having somebody unlicensed vaccinated. Like, how would they wouldn't necessarily know that.
But there's a lot of stuff, you've heard of fake news, but there's a lot of stuff out there that people don't want to know. I just had three articles sent to me this week that are total lies, innuendo, slander, and the only reason it's not libel is because it's in the commentary section instead of the news section.
Are you talking about the op-ed in the Tucson Daily?
No, not that. Not that, no, not that at all. Unrelated to this.
So why don't we get back with Sue to say if you want to pursue this further, you need to get us more details or not saying anything. We're just going to follow it.
There's nothing to close. We haven't opened the case. There's
well,
no case open.
Don't we have to somehow respond to Sue? How would she email you directly? Is she waiting on a response? What's Tracy going to say to her?
She's going to tell her we didn't have enough information to open the case.
And when she says, what information do you need, are you going to feel comfortable telling her what you need?
Who, what, when, or why?
Okay,
let's tell them that. The 5 W's.
We do know the 5 W's.
Hmm?
We never get all 5 W's.
We do in some ways.
But that puts it back on the person filing the complaint instead of staff.
And just as a reminder, I mean, you know, a couple of months ago, we did issue a cease and desist against someone who was providing oxygen therapy to an animal, and there we did have, you know, everybody participating. I mean, we did have a complaint. We had an animal owner. So, you know, occasionally we do get, you know, sufficient information to move forward.
But like in the one we just did on the first person driving by sees a sign offering the service, we don't have a complaint that was upset about the service that was provided.
Because it's unlicensed practitioner, not,
right, so we're not taking any
quality of medical care. You know.
Oh.
So we're on number 9. Board may review, discuss, take action on American Association of Veterinary State Boards proposed AAVSB bylaws amendments. The lead is blank, but I think initially that was Dr. Wright, if he's still on the phone with us. I don't hear him.
Hi, sorry, I'm on mute. I am here, but unfortunately I'm not able to take the lead on this
one. Okay. So, all the changes were in red that I saw. I believe that's on your main agenda also. Yes, it is. And it wasn't a whole, it was, it looked to me like the amendments were to broaden who was eligible to serve. Is that what somebody else's impression was? So you could be a member, not just of a member board, but you could be an affiliate member. One associate member. So if you're one of those sideways organizations that's affiliated, you can also serve on the board. I didn't see anything that concerned me. So we can take no action, we can voice our approval, disapproval, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to again express my concern that public members aren't allowed, generally allowed to have an account with AAVSB. And you're privileged, Mr. Chairman. You're special.
I had no idea. I'll let you have my account when I leave it.
Thanks.
All right, so is any action? Approval, disapproval, neutral? All right, nobody sees any outstanding, we'll take no action on that. Just date for the record, we didn't see anything we didn't like, okay? Board may review, discuss, take action on premise license application. And this is the Wickenburg Veterinary Clinic with Solomon as the lead. This is on your supplement one.
Yes.
Look at him chomping at the bit.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to start by asking a couple of questions of staff and Mark. This is for a premise license renewal, it's my understanding. It's not?
Not a renewal.
It's an initial.
It's an initial. Okay, and in the initial, does it not state that in our rules and regs that in the initial we have to pass an inspection for a premise?
An application comes in, there's a premise inspection conducted, and those results are brought to the prior to their approval.
And I think, as in this case, you have that report, the inspection report, and typically, and what you may want to consider doing is approving the application and then working with the premise holder on getting them to in compliance and with the remedies, or I'm sorry, with the issues identified in the report.
Is there any way, Mark, as part of this action, we can invite the license holder to appear?
I think you need to approve the license and then open the case.
Yeah, okay.
There has been, you guys opened investigation.
Pardon?
You guys have opened an investigation on this case, and so you will be reviewing that next month.
Yeah.
Okay, so ultimately the license holder will be appearing in court because of an open case.
We will invite him to next month's board meeting, and so if he chooses to appear, yes, he will be able to speak to the
jury. And it's Mark, we have basically two options, to approve the license or refuse or deny the license. Yeah. And if we deny the license, the implication is the hospital has to close.
Yeah.
Therefore, I move we approve the license. With my teeth gritted.
I agree.
So if you agree, let me give you a second?
Yes.
Okay. The motion on the floor and second to approve.
The license would clarify that TPRs aren't based on whether you have time or not.
Well,
He says he's already completed, but there are other things that he says he kind of feels like he did complete, but he's totally wrong. The only time I know TPRs are done is if it's for the safety of the animal. You can't do it for the animal, you can't do it for the safety of the person. But him saying that you can't do it because they don't have time, we shouldn't just gloss over that, because that's kind of saying that we agree.
That's why I asked the question. Yeah. The options are to approve or deny, and if we deny, that closes the hospital.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, and I think certainly what we can do in approving the application is to notify him that, that the issues raised upon the initial inspection that was part of the application review will be presented to the board, for further action.
He does his own interpretation of what he thinks the rules and regs are, and our interpretation is a regulatory body.
He doesn't even do his own interpretation. He says, I'm not going to do that.
Right. There's something.
It's not even misinterpreted. It's saying, lately, one, like,
exactly. That's why I look forward to his appearance.
I'm not opposed to closing the hospital.
So, but...
What did that do to the provision of services?
But this also, it used to be his office, right? He sold it to somebody else, but he's the premise holder for that. So, I mean, this is his retirement nest eggs, selling the practice. So, I mean, he's a little, if you read his responses previously, and then this response, he's a lot bolder.
Yes.
Then, so he's got one foot out the door. But, and if you want to push, push.
I'd like to ask Tracy to look at the implications of closure as far as the availability of veterinary hospitals in the Yuma area.
Wickenburg, sorry.
I'm off. Wickenburg, yes. I don't know where I got Yuma, other than the prison. So we there are other animal hospitals in Wickenburg.
There are other animal hospitals in Wickenburg, but I can give you numbers.
Yeah, that shouldn't be our consideration here. It's either performing to standard or not, and it's not on our table right now.
Okay.
So right now our motion is to approve this.
Right. Can I quote Victoria?
And our next step.
Can I quote Victoria?
Queen Victoria or Victoria Whitmore?
Victoria Whitmore.
Okay, sure.
Quote, I don't advise denying the license, as that would shut down the hospital. That was in an email.
Okay. Well, it's private, maybe you shouldn't disclose that with all of us. I'm just kidding.
Giving me a tough time.
All right. So the motion on the floor, and we have a second, is to approve this license.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion passes. Board may hold elections for chair and vice chair for fiscal year 2022. That's in supplement one.
I feel like we just did this. I can't believe
it. It's only once a year.
I was kind of hoping Dr. Wright was going to drop off by now, and then we could nominate him, and he wouldn't he would be able to interject.
You're walking you.
All right, so... Nominations are now open for the office of chairperson and vice chair in the board for fiscal year 2022. The term of office is July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2022. For board chair, are there any nominations for the office of chairperson?
How many years do you have left?
This is my last. So something to consider. If you like doing this twice a year, you'll have to be chair again, and then in February you can do it again. And then again, next year.
Are you off
in the bedroom? Depends on the governor's office. I don't know.
But like,
potentially my last 8 years will be the January 2022 would be my last.
4 year term, your second 4 year
term. Yes, that would be
the end of my second 4 year term. So. So if we just keep it the same, we nominate and stay the same, then do we have to do it again in February, or will it be whenever he finally departs?
That's correct.
Well, I'm willing to take the risk.
Yeah, I second.
That's pretty generous. But that's actually, when I became chair, was in the middle of the year. So when
Mr. Lougheed, are you still okay with continuing doing it? Do you feel like you have
I'm having fun doing it. I mean, it'd be easier. It's easier moving up into this than it is going back into doing the case. Or above it, it would be less work if I had the case.
You would be talking as much.
If I had a couple of cases, I could sign certificates instead of talking. Or paying attention,
Okay, well, I just
want
to make sure we weren't nominating people that were... Please.
No, I'm good. I'm still having fun.
Good.
I'm still having fun, but I do, at this point in time, understand a lot more about term limits and things like that. Appreciate them more than I did in the past. So I'm still having fun. I'm not No, I enjoyed it.
So we nominate.
But if you tell somebody walking out of here crying I'm enjoying it, I'll say you're lying. Here we go.
So we nominate Mr. Lohi for the chairman.
Second.
And we vote on each.
Are there any other nominations for the office of chair?
Well, we do have a motion on the table. On the floor, yes.
Yep, somebody else could get nominated. I'm just giving them the opportunity they want to. So, I mean, it sounds like no, but I'm here. Hearing none, that was my next sentence. Jim Lohi has been nominated as chairperson of the board to serve for one fiscal year. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay.
Dr. Rowe.
The ayes have it. And Jim Lohi has been elected to the office of chairperson.
Were there any recusals? Abstentions?
Yeah, there should have been one.
I just didn't push my mute button fast enough, so. it almost went into the negative zone, so.
Yeah. You better be careful on this next one.
Yeah.
Are there any nominations for the office of vice chair?
So how long does Dr. Wright, how long do you have left?
He's same with me.
What's that, Mark?
Right, aren't you up in January 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means I'll probably give up my chair around 2025.
Do what now?
Which means I'll probably give up my chair around 2025 at this rate.
Yeah. And then same question to you, Dr. Wright. Are you comfortable remaining as vice chair? Do you have the time? Do you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd love to still do it. Hopefully I can start showing up to appointments eventually, or whatever you call them, meetings. That's the word.
You're here more often, you remember.
Those things. Yeah, no, if you guys think me enough, then I'll definitely do it again throughout the year.
Okay, well, I nominate Dr. Wright for vice chair.
Second.
All right, we have a nomination. Any other nominations for the office of vice chair? Hearing none,
on my list now.
Dr. Darren Wright has been nominated as vice chair of the board to serve for one fiscal year. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. And the ayes have it, and Dr. Darren Wright has been elected to the office of vice chair.
Thank you.
Speak, no.
Don't ask Dr. Wright for a
speech. Yeah, don't get him started. May 19th, okay, review and approval of minutes. May 19, 2021 regular session. Did you get a chance to look at those? Looks like everything's in order. Chair would entertain the motion.
Make a motion we approve the May 19 regular session minutes.
Second.
Motion for a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. The minutes are approved. It's been a while, so does anybody remember how this consent agenda deal works?
Dr. Wright
does it. Yeah, but Dr. Wright's on the.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have the actual consent agenda in front of me right now, but I'll work removed from it.
You're not driving now, are you?
No.
Okay.
Right, just working with my patients, so I'm going back and forth. But I'm listening all the time.
We've been in our.
So it's.
One motion.
It can be to approve the items listed under A, B, and C, and C, unless anybody wants to pull any of the items.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the consent calendar items A under A, approval of premise licenses, B, approval of random premise inspections, and C, approval of premises change of scope.
And just
with the removal of.
Yeah. With, oh, sorry, with the removal of A2, A5, and A7.
Thank you.
Second.
And a second.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the consent agenda with those three items removed? Say aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board,
if it would be okay before we take the call to public, if we could just revisit items 4 and 5 under 5, and just following up Dr. Jane's comments about communicating to those individuals, perhaps it would, I think what we could do is send them a letter, you know, kind of an info letter. And if you're inclined to do that, like we did in the other cases, perhaps we can entertain motions to send letters to both Ms. Hamel and Alvadaca, just to be consistent.
Well, I guess then only, I don't know if we have one.
We do have the addresses.
We do have the addresses.
Yeah.
Okay. That was right. That was in the email.
Yeah.
Well, then sure. Let them hang them with their own room. Hang themselves.
Would it be possible to memorialize that in motions?
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for somebody to make a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we send letters regarding item number 5, number 4 and 5, to the unlicensed practitioners of Apodaca and Hamel.
We're doing one at a time.
Doing one, okay, one at a time. Apodaca, requesting additional information.
No, not additional, it's just informational, educational.
Just informational education.
Informational, educational letter.
Thank you.
Can we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we send a letter to Kathy Hamel that is informational and educational.
Thank you.
Second.
And then second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Okay, next up, we have to finish this consent agenda. We still got the three items to take care of.
Oh, sorry about that.
A2, A5, and A7. What, do we know why they were pulled from the consent?
Pending inspection and compliance. I'm just guessing.
That's correct.
That, okay. That,
I'm just,
it's
just
right
guessing.
There? Okay. It's right there. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve items A2, A5, and A7 pending inspection and compliance.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
That motion passes. Oh, summary of current events. This is time for the board chair, any member of the board, executive director, to give a brief summary of current events that affect the board. It's informational only and no discussion may occur. So I will, for the record, so Tracy can have the others listen to it, since she's the only staff member here. Since he just re-elected me to chair, okay, but as chair, I see and hear some things that I didn't see before. And maybe it's a little bit more than all of this as a whole board see behind the scenes. And I just want to point out that we have a fantastic staff that does a tremendous job, and they put up with an incredible amount. I mean, we see a little bit of backlash here for a couple minutes, and then they're out the door. It continues for staff. But they handle it in a very professional manner. I know it's going to take a toll on their psyche, but I want each and every one to know this. Tracy, I want you to know this. I hope everybody in the office listens to this recording. We do appreciate everything you do, and we do recognize the quality and caliber of the work you do. It does not go unnoticed. Thank you. Okay, that is, anybody else got any current events?
I had an interview to be reopened yesterday.
And?
I might be off before you.
They didn't tell you where to go, did they?
When Dr. James, when is your term up?
I think it was up this, somewhere in the spring.
Okay.
So like already.
Because mine will be up in January. I'm just curious.
But I know they had a couple applicants.
and so.
Well, because we still have.
We still have Phil Birch.
Dr. Birch.
Yeah.
Is vacant. Dr. Heinrich's up.
Yeah, she stayed over to accommodate us.
Yeah, she's just hanging on to be nice. And then if you got reappointment, Ms. Frost, have you had your reappointment?
Yeah, I had mine yesterday, too. But yeah, I don't know, I thought it went okay, but now I'm like, I don't know what they're gonna do.
Well, I don't think there's anybody else, I mean, running against you as long as.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, I think they're.
I mean, you're willing, I think they'll keep you.
I do know another veterinarian that had an interview yesterday, who's not on the board.
That's probably for that open position.
Yeah.
For Dr. Birch.
Yeah, I don't think they're competing with you.
She's been gone for a year now, right?
Yeah, she's been gone a year. So yeah, so there's two veterinary positions open, Dr. Birch and Dr. Heinrich.
Mr. Mohan, members of the board, would you like to put this on a future agenda item so we can talk about it?
Not really, let's quit talking about this. The current event was, you had your interview, thank you. Nikki had her interview, it went well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for. I've been waiting to read this script. With the new number in it.
Should be waiting to.
Do you want me to get it off?
Yeah. Oh, shit, it's cold.
That kind of slipped out, but Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Mr. Johnson, it's Tracy at the Veterinary Board. I'm going to conference you into the board meeting.
Okay.
All right, here's our call to the public. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to conclude comments. This is the time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board may take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the 3 minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open board meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call of the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call to the public or take other appropriate action. And please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes after that. I'll start the timer after you start talking, after you state your name for the record.
Can I stop now?
Please state your name for the record, and I won't start the timer until you start talking after that. Thank you. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. I wanted to report that we have a new disease going on in the state of Arizona, Colorado, Utah, California, Mountain area. And I wanted to report that. Do you give me more time to talk about it? I am a veterinarian. A lot of animals are dying. Probably you are aware of that. The animals are being affected is elk and mule deer, and all the dear families of the mountain regions are affected. The World Veterinary Association is looking into that. We have a highly infectious, contagious disease like COVID is happening in this belt area. Probably your veterinarians thinking that they are aware of that. If they don't, they have this disease called Pongy encephalitis for deer families. In this country, it is called acute risk diseases. There are better reports all over. And since you are an elk killer, probably the chairman may not be interested in that because you are violating the mission statement of the Arizona Veterinary Medical Board. The veterinary board emphasizes the welfare and the protection of the animals. You are moving around with your rifle and AK-47 killing elk. And I don't know how you will be sympathetic, and something to be think about that. And I want to report that if you allow me more time, I speak about the diseases, or your veterinarians can look into that. And these animals are endangered species now. So you allow me time, or I stop right now.
You still have 40 seconds left.
I protest. I protest the 3 minutes things you guys are doing. That's what I characterize this court is a mafia group. And this is dictatorship. This is a percentage of Hitler. It's our state court. And I follow up on that later. And I close it up now with my respect.
And that is 3 minutes. Thank you for participating today.
And I thank you. But
all right, next up is our establishment of future meeting date. The next regular board meeting will be held Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom A, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007. One or more board members may appear telephonically. And with that, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. We are adjourned.